Every praise is to our God. Glory, hallelujah to our God. Amen. Amen. Give these babies a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Sisters and brother, tag team and soloists. Amen. Amen. Give them a hand. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for your grace and your mercy has allowed us to come out again where we can sit in your presence and sit and eat from your table. As we sit at your table, let us not only feel your presence, but let us learn from being in your presence. You give us what we need today that we may become better. Rest now in these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. We now have opening hymn 507.
I'm not good with names. But this song speaks of being who God says you are. We want to always impart it to our babies that no matter what other people say about you, all that matters is who you believe you are and who God says that you are. Who God says you are is the ultimate. It doesn't matter what anybody else has to say. So we want to speak life into them, and then as they're ministering, we just want you to just sing along with them, smile at them.
Some praise. If that didn't move you, we need to have a talk. I am what God says that I am. And for babies to understand that is precious. Because some of us as adults still yet don't understand that. That moved me. That touched me. It's beautiful to hear children realize who their God is. Amen. And what he can do for them. If we haven't done anything else, we've done our job. Amen. If our babies understand. Amen? Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come to you this morning, Master. Our hearts are elated. It's elated because you are our God. And every morning we rise with anticipation. We arise with expectation. Because we know that you are our God. We know that we can make it through all situations that may be facing us or waiting on us. But one thing we are also sure of, because we are yours, when we get out of our beds in the morning and our feet hit the ground, the enemy trembles. Because we don't walk in our own power, we walk in your power. Yes. It is your power that allows us to make it through every trial, tribulation, and storm. It is your power that gives us the mind to endure. It is your power to give us the mindset that knows that we are more powerful than our enemy. Because you said, Master, in your word, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we come this morning just to offer up a word of thanks, just to offer up a word of appreciation for you being the one to carry us, pull us, and make us go through all things that we may face. We thank you now for being our God. We thank you now for you loving us. We thank you now for you keeping us. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We ask now that the officer will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that we use them to uplift your kingdom. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. And let all God's children sing.
Thank you.
with Jesus Christ. Give our babies another. Lord have mercy. They are singing today. Oh, glory be to God. Anybody excited about what God is doing with our children? I'm so excited. I'm so encouraged by what I've heard today and what I've been able to witness today. It makes my heart feel good. If you're a parent, that should make you feel good. Amen? Amen. Amen. And listen, y'all, there are certain teachers that in my life that you're going to have to warn me when they come. Okay? Miss Olivier happens to be one of those teachers. Miss Olivier, please stand for me. Seeing her make me almost cry. She is one of my favorite teachers. Miss Olivier is one of the reasons why I became an honor student. And I want to thank her. Now, if you're going to have Miss Olivier to come, let me give you a couple of names. You know Miss Thelma Burton or Bill Smith. Please don't have all three of them here together because I am going to cry. Because they meant so much to me as a student. They cared for me. Not just me, my younger brother as well. They made sure they took care of us. They had my mom's phone number. So they could call her if we got out of place. But I wanted to thank her because she did so much for me. Helped me to start loving to love school because I didn't before I got to her class. So I wanted to tell you I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for the work that you've done for me. Love you. You see, I wasn't even planning on singing, but since y'all did that to me, I got to get myself back together. I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Say, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, you've seen order to win this fight. I've got to give God all that is right. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. My mountains get high, I live for Jesus. My valleys get low, I live for Jesus. My way gets dark, I live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, I like the way he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on, join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me and help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me, help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, see, you can't stop me. You may as well join me. You can't stop me. You may as well join me. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus. Somebody here, they want to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening he set me free. See, I've got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I think I'm calmed down now. Miss Olivier, make sure you tell James I said hello. Her son is one of my buddies. We marched in band together in high school. Make sure you tell him I said hello. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 2 Corinthians, very familiar passage of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll read verses 7 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 7 through 10. And I won't be before you long today. I am tired. I'm quite sure that's why George and Eudora are quiet today. They're tired as well, for we traveled to the conference for the UCC over the weekend. And the conference was long and the drive was long. Amen. Amen. And your first lady wouldn't preach for me today, so you got me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Y'all heard her, she said it's coming. So 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, and it reads, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than the power of Christ, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong." Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to talk from the subject, there is strength in your weakness.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me say that again. There is strength in your weakness. And my proposition to you is this: you cannot do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. Let me say that one more time. You cannot do it by yourself. When I was preparing for this message, it hit home because I am one of those people who try to handle everything by myself. I'm one of those people who believe that I can do all things at all times, all at the same time. But as humans, we ought to understand that we have a God who never intended for us to handle all situations by ourselves.
Amen.
And let me talk to the mothers, because the mothers, you guys are trying to do everything for everybody, but never find time for yourself.
Amen.
And God wants you to know today, you can't do everything by yourself.
Amen.
My mother, and y'all know how I feel about my mother. My mother used to be one of those mothers who cared for all of her children. She gave us all that she had, even if that meant that she didn't have anything for herself. But one thing I found out about my mother, she always had something for herself, and that was her God. When I thought my mother was weak, I would find her in her room praying, and when she got off her knees, my mother was strong. And it made me wonder just how close was my mother to God, because I could see her frailty. I could see her getting weak. I can see that she wasn't going to make it through, but somehow, she always made it through. God wants you to understand, Christians, that you can't do it all by yourself.
Amen.
In this text, we find one of God's great prophets, one of God's great apostles, one of God's great theologians, focusing on his weakness, focusing on that which caused him trouble. He was a perfect example of dealing with much, but yet still finding strength and power in God. He didn't complain about much, but he had one thing that he was complaining about, and it was his thorn. Which caught me because when you look in the 11th chapter, you'll find that he had been through so much, so many trials and tribulations, so many tormented hours, that he made it through, and he made it through joyfully. But there, here is this one thing that caused him to focus on it and not focus on God. I said it to say that some of us got one thing in our life that we allow to get next to us. Many of us have that one thing in life that can trouble us beyond anything else. Many of us have that one thing in life that causes us to lose our Christian character when it comes up in our life. And the reason why it causes so much hardship and so much problems in our life is because we are trying to handle it ourselves. Not only will we deal with natural things in this life, but we'll deal with spiritual things. And those spiritual things you can't see. Those spiritual things you don't know that they're there. Those spiritual things have been there for a long time, and perhaps they were laying dormant and waited on the right time to show up. And when they show up, we, as most of us are, we try to grab the bull by the horns. Well, God never intends for you to grab the bull by the horn, because that bull is more powerful than you. That bull has more strength than you. That bull outweighs you. That bull is more aggressive than you. But if you give that situation to God and allow God to fight for you, not only will he fight for you, but he will show you just who he is. Sometimes we don't want to go through, but I'm going to tell you, going through gives you the opportunity to see who God really is. I tell my wife sometimes I think God can't get any better. But then when I find myself in a situation that's harder than the one before, and when I finally realize I need to let it go and sit back and watch, because the Bible says do what? Watch as well as pray. Many of us pray, but we never watch. But the Bible says watch as well as pray. And that's the reason why it says watch as well as pray. Because if you truly believe in God and he is your God, when you are weak, he will be mighty. When you are weak, he will be your strength. When you are weak, he will be your deliverance. When you are weak, he will be your comfort. There's strength in your weakness. This world has fooled us and told us that we got to be strong in all situations. We got to be strong in all circumstances. And for men, that's a tough thing. Especially those of us who've been in places of leadership. It's tough for us to stand back and watch somebody else do what we think we ought to be doing. But some things are not meant for you to do. I'm not going to call his name, but one of my buddies called me because his wife was going through. And he was having a tough time. And he was having a tough time because he wanted to do something. And he called his friend to get an answer. And guess what the answer was? There's nothing you can do. All you can do now is sit back, pray, and let her talk to you. When he finally listened and sat back and let her talk to him, God worked that thing out. The power of God came in that situation and worked it out. And not only did he work it out, he blessed them in the process. What I'm trying to tell you, some stuff you can't do. Some stuff you can't do by yourself. And here is Paul, one of God's greatest apostles, who used to be, he's used to being strong and mighty and assertive. He's dealing with something that God tells him, my grace is sufficient. In other words, I'm not going to remove it. Some things you're going to have to deal with, but you can deal with them with God. You don't have to deal with it by yourself. God allows some things in your life to keep you grounded. He allows some things in your life to keep you connected to him, because if he didn't allow some things in your life, you know how we are.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the Greek word that Paul used here in reference to flesh means flesh is sarx, S-A-R-X, which is a Greek word that speaks about flesh, but the context in which he used it in, he made it a bigger thing than just the flesh. Because when you look over in Romans chapter 8, you find out that Paul was not only talking about the human flesh, but he was talking about the spirit of man. He was talking about man's ego. God allows some things in Paul's life, when you look at the context of this sermon, to keep him grounded so his ego wouldn't get him to he'll be out of place. Some of us have ego issues. And ego is not just a man thing, it's a woman thing too. I want y'all to know, because you know a lot of times when you use masculine words like that, women think they're exempt. No, you're not. You all have egos too, especially these women nowadays, call them themselves what, boss chicks, boss wives, boss this, boss that. Paul was referencing our egos, because if there's no trouble in our lives, then we will get beside ourselves and walk in a manner of arrogance as if nothing can touch us. You know how I know he's right? Because all of us suffer from some ego issues. We get a little money, we act different. We get a little position, you act different. We move to a new neighborhood, we act different. We drive a fancier vehicle, we act different. And because we act different, God knows he has to keep us grounded. He has to keep us connected to him. And because of that, he allows some things in our lives. He allowed the enemy to torment us with those things, to keep bringing that thing up over and over and over and over again. I'm gonna share with you one of mine. I never think I preach a good sermon. No matter how good my sermon is received, no matter how good I feel about it being delivered, I never think I preach a good sermon. You know why that is? God knows I got an ego issue. He knows that if he doesn't keep me grounded, I'm going to lose myself. He knows that if he doesn't keep me connected to him, I'm going to go my own way. And you know how I know that he knows that? Because when I thought I was, I did just that. When I thought I was going to play Major League Baseball, I became arrogant. I changed up, I switched up, whatever you want to call it. I was no longer the Roderick that everybody knew. I became that dude who was short in my delivery of words. I was arrogant when I went to play basketball and people fired me. I said, man, don't fire me like that. I got a career and I haven't even signed a contract. God knows who we are. He knows what our weaknesses are. And in order to keep us connected to him, he allows things to come in our life to show us our weaknesses. And when you see your weakness, evaluate yourself honestly. And when you evaluate yourself honestly, don't just evaluate yourself, do something about it. And when I say do something about it, let God have his way in your life in that area. When God's power show up in the areas of your life where you are weak, you will see that he is perfect. And you'll see that his strength is perfect. You'll see that he can heal you even when you don't think you can be healed. Don't complain about your weaknesses. The disciples used to do something that I used to think that was odd when I first started studying the Bible. And they used to come back and brag about them going through and being afflicted. They would come back and brag about people beating them. They would come back and brag about people spitting on them and misusing them. They will brag about their trials and their tribulations. Nowadays, you know, we don't brag about nothing like that. We don't want nobody to know that we're going through. Because for some reason, we think as Christians, we ought not to go through stuff. And then we get so social in church that if we are struggling and going through, we don't want other folks to know because we don't want them to think that we are beneath them. When God don't care about any of that. As a matter of fact, he said, come as you are. He didn't say, come fixed up. He said, come as you are. And what you also must remember that the church is for the sin sick. Everyone in here has a weakness. You may not be able to see their weakness, but I guarantee you, when they go home, their weakness shows up. But if they trust God, if they believe in God, God will show up in the weakness of their life and he will show you power that he has for you and for your situation. If you open up the door and let him in, you will see that he's perfect in all of his ways. He's perfect in everything that he does. He's perfect when he touches you to wake you up in the morning. He's perfect when he keeps you through the day. He's perfect when he'll lay you down at night and cover you while you sleep. Somebody need to give God some praise in here. There's strength in your weakness. When you're a child of God, you're never weak. Because if you have him, even when you're weak, you're powerful. And as a matter of fact, when you're at your weakest and you take your hands off of it, you are more dangerous than you were when you put your hands to it. Because you have limited power. God has unlimited power. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open. If there would be one who does not know God in the free pardons of your sins, come now. The Bible says, find God while he's near, for surely there shall come a time where God cannot be found. If there's one in the house today who would like to join this church, if you come to the altar, come up front. We'll come down and give you the right hand of fellowship.
God a hand clap of praise. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come to you to say thank you, Master, for you being our God. Thank you, Master, for you walking with us, talking with us, comforting us while we're out in the world. As we leave this place, we pray that you do all those things. And not only do those things, but cover us and keep us until we can return back to this church where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. And all God's children sing.